This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this opening half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey. We will start our journey on the show today talking about the Kentucky Derby. We're going to have to maybe wait about 10 minutes before we get to that. All right. First of all, great one. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's start with who's not there besides you and me. And that is, of course, Bob Baffert. I think it's an ingenious move to have 150, not have Baffert there because you don't want him to overshadow the event, and by not having him there, he overshadows the event.
Yeah, it's really strange. For the people that don't know the history, let's we have to go back 3 years now, right? Medina Spirit finishes first in the Derby. A week later, turns out he's got this betamethasone, an anti-inflammatory system, can't race with it. So he basically gets disqualified. Not a performance enhancer, it's an anti-inflammatory, but you can't have it in the system, so he gets DQ'd. Fine, no problem. Churchill then says they're mad at Baffert because he's had a couple similar incidents in the recent years, so they say you're barred from Churchill Downs tracks from racing any horses for 2 years. Well, that's never happened in the history of horse racing before, to my knowledge. They were upset. Look, they didn't like the fact that they had headlines, right? Derby winner, positive for drugs, doesn't look good, disqualified. But the reality is, nobody wants to hear the context. It was, again, not a performance enhancer. So we think this ban is up after 2 years, right? The 2 year ban sounds like it should be up. Well, on July 1st of last year, Churchill Downs announced, oh, by the way, we're extending the ban to at least the 2024 Derby. So, Baffert has a horse called Muth who won the Arkansas Derby. He would be probably the third choice tomorrow. Yeah. He cannot run. We'll see him in Baltimore at the Preakness. So, yeah, unfortunate. I think just, like, vindictive, kind of silly. But that is where we are. The most prominent name in the sport can't run in the biggest race in the sport. I don't get it. They're making him out to be Lance Armstrong, which he 100% is not. But right. That's Churchill Downs. They can do whatever they want. That's what they're right. doing.
Well, in fact, I believe that the amount that they found in the horse would have been the equivalent of a $500 fine. I believe.
Yeah, back in the day, Steve, it wouldn't have been that big a deal. It was interesting. Typically, this betamethasone is something that's injected into a horse. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Sure.
But in this case, and I don't have any reason to doubt this, it was actually an ointment they gave the horse for a skin rash.
Right.
And it showed up in the test, so there wasn't even any attempt to give him this. Right. And it used to be, until a few years ago, you could actually race with this.
Yeah.
But they changed the rules, and I think rightly so, because the concern was the vets, when they're examining the horse, mm-hmm. maybe by having this anti-inflammatory, you're not seeing it, it's masking that the horse potentially could have a problem.
Right.
So it wasn't about making the horse run faster. It was about, God, could this horse be hurting and we don't notice it because he's on this drug the day before the race. So I think it made sense to ban it on race day, but unfortunately, because it was in this ointment, it showed up in the post-race test. Did it make the horse run faster? Absolutely not. No chance. And anybody who knows anything about horse racing knows that's true.
Yeah.
But the rules were the rules, so he got disqualified. But the overreaction from Churchill was just completely, to me, just wrong. But look, it's their racetrack. They can do whatever they want.
Sure, right.
And they do.
Fierceness with Todd Pletcher training. Right now it'd be about 5-2. What's the like about this horse?
The numbers. You know me. You've known me long enough. I'm a data guy. I love numbers. Fire speed figures. 110 in the Florida Derby, higher the better here. 105 when he won the Breeders' Cup, which is an astonishing number for a two-year-old in November. There's nobody else in a race that's ever come close to those kind of numbers. So that's the tip-off that Fierceness is by far the fastest horse, and that's the right way to look at it. The problem is Fierceness has had two races where he was just god-awful. Question is, why was he so bad? I think both of them had to do with gate issues. He just didn't come out of the gate. He was uncomfortable. I like the post position. I love Johnny V on this horse, John Velasquez. Yep. I think he's going to get a good spot, Steve, coming into the first turn. If you hear Larry Comas tomorrow saying, and Fierceness is up close or Fierceness is in front, I think you can just go to the windows. You're going to cash your bet if you bet on Fierceness. I don't think they're going to be able to beat him at that point, but the start is going to be everything, this first 400, 500 yards. And interesting, this is one of the fun stats. Todd Pletcher has started 64 horses in the Kentucky Derby, more than anybody ever. Now, there's 2 years where he had five horses. There were 4 years where he had four horses, 4 years where he had three horses.
Yep.
Well, this year he's only got one. What does that tell you? And in addition to that, all those years, now Pletcher's only won two, right, with all those 64 horses, but he's only had one favorite. That was 2017 with Always Dreaming. Well, Pletcher's 1-for-1 with favorites. I think he's about to be 2-for-2.
Yeah. And not only that, I think starting from 17, that outside area, I think that actually is a benefit for him. It keeps him out of traffic.
100%. I love the outside post for a speed horse because the biggest issue with this race is 20 horses. We've talked about it regularly, but...
Yep.
All right, normal, the most you can have in a race is 14. All right, in the biggest race in the sport, let's just have 20. In fact, in the Super Bowl next year, Steve, why don't we have 12 on a side instead of 11?
That's a great idea.
let's explain exactly why this is. It's greed. Pure and simple. Churchill Downs knows the owners want to come. They get six extra starting fees. They get six extra groups of people that are buying seats and meals, and the hotels love it because each horse brings a few dozen people more to Louisville. So, and look, my concern has always been because of this, there could potentially be an accident in that run through the first turn, and I always am scared. Once they sort themselves out of the backstretch, that's usually fine. But that's when it'll get reduced from 20 if there's ever an accident. I hope there isn't one. I just think it's stupid that we have 20, but we got 20. And look, half these horses have no chance at all, zero.
Of course, that's right.
And their owners are just out there to have fun and enjoy it, and they got money. And, you know, when they run 18th, they'll go, we're probably not good enough.
Hey, but you go back and go, hey, we had a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
And I mean, this is Derby 150. And I was just saying to somebody, I mean, this race has been around since not long after the Civil War.
I know.
I mean, really? That's a long time.
That is incredible.
And it's been run every year. It's the longest continuous run sporting event in America. And this year, they've gone, and they have all this money, Churchill Downs Incorporated, which is, it's a stock, it's publicly traded. They spent $200 million on the paddock to expand it. NBC, I'm sure, will show it. $200 million on the paddock. I mean, that used to buy you an arena back in the day. And the paddock, they basically made it into a stadium inside the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll love this. Where the horses, the stalls of the horses, there's 20 of them, there's a window at the end of each stall, and on the other side of the window are fans who are paying exorbitant amounts of money to be able to look through the window to see the horse, and it's one of those one-way windows, you know, like where the criminal's inside getting questioned, one of those deals. Except there's no phone. You can't talk to the horse.
Perfect.
And I think that's like 5,000 for the day.
Yeah.
And they have standing room around the paddock. It looks glorious, but that's the kind of money Churchill generates every year. It's $200 million, and they said they'll pay for it in 7 years. They're making like 25, 30 million a year by the tickets that they're selling just around the paddock. That doesn't count all the other suites and the mansion. The old press box is now the mansion. That's where Michael Jordan and Tom Brady and those guys hang out.
Oh, you mean them?
Them, yeah. That used to be me.
Yeah, I know.
No longer. We're gone. Yeah, our first year in that new press box was 2005. And I remember saying to a couple of my friends, and it was unbelievable. You were right on the finish line, right below the announcer's booth. I said, get a good look at this, boys. We ain't going to be here long. We didn't make it a decade. They said, why are we giving this away to the press when we can sell it to Michael Jordan and Tom Brady and make a few million? And they're now making a few million in the new press box at Churchill Downs. You cannot see the racetrack at all.
In fact, it's not even in Louisville. All right, so
it's in Cincinnati, but who's counting?
Chad Brown has won the Eclipse Award as a trainer 4 times. He has never saddled a Kentucky Derby winner. He's got Sierra Leone. All right. Your thoughts on that horse?
No, he's live. And Chad hasn't had a lot of chances in Derby. I want to say maybe 10 to 12 starters. And he's, Steve, in the game, he's known as a legendary trainer of grass horses. Obviously, this race is not on the grass.
That's right.
But in his brief time at trying for the Derby, he's had a second and a third. Good Magic ran second in 2018. And in most years he wins, he just happened to run against Justify, who was one of the great horses of the 21st century. And he ran third 2 years ago with Zandon. And to that, I still try to even think about it. Rich Strike. I had a gigantic exact epicenter over his hand.
Here comes
the 21 running up the rail. Who is that, and what is he doing?
He texted me afterward. He goes, this thing goes flying by me, 21. I said, he texted me, who is that?
I didn't even know who it was. I had more, Steve, I had a world record number of texts in the first 30 seconds after the Derby with the same 3 letters. It begins with a W and ends with an F.
Yeah.
It was like, really? What is that? It was bizarre. But yeah, I was counting the money that day. And so Chad has, when he's had live horses, his horses have run really well. And he has said Sierra Leone is the best one he's brought. He's a nose for being undefeated. He won the best prep race in this winter and spring, the Risen Star Stakes at the fairgrounds in New Orleans. So he wins it. The horse that runs third, Catching Freedom, came back to win the Louisiana Derby.
Yeah.
Sierra Leone itself came back to win the Bluegrass. Horse that finished fourth, Resilience, came back to win the Wood Memorial. So everything out of that is running. It cost $2.3 million at the sale. Some of the richest people in the world own this horse, and they're not playing around. He's by Gunrunner, who was the horse of the year, just elected to the Hall of Fame. He's legit. The issue is that he has no speed whatsoever, so he's going to be coming from way back in a 20-horse field, so he's going to have to pass. I don't know if he's going to have to pass 19, but he's going to have to pass a lot of them.
Right. He's going to have to count on horses really tiring to get it done.
Correct. And they will. I mean, he'll be the last one running. He'll be running the fastest at the end. It's just a question of how far back is he and can he pass all the ones in front of him.
Right. I mean, because it's a mile and a quarter. These horses have never run a mile and a quarter.
Correct.
Albaugh Family Stables went out to the Keeneland sales and they picked up along the way, the course you talked about, Catching Freedom, and that's Flavian Pratt on board, and Brad Cox is training it. Thoughts on what makes this horse a possibility?
Yeah, he's the Louisiana Derby winner. He was third at Risen Star we talked about. He won the Smarty Jones Stakes down at Oaklawn. He's never run a bad race. He's got a similar running style to Sierra Leone, so they'd be happy to see fast fractions going up. I don't particularly see the race that way, but that's how they would hope. And he's got my favorite rider in the country riding him. Flavian Pratt is just at seeing races, Steve, and understanding where to be and when to move and all of that, he's the best. And so that gives the horse a real shot. But again, similar to Sierra Leone, he's going to have things really open up at the right time. Like, you can't start making a move. These are not cars. You can't hit the brakes and get instant acceleration. It doesn't work that way. So you need, when they start to move, you need the move to be continuous. So that's the issue they have. But that's why you employ guys like Flavian Pratt, because he's that good.
Which then brings us to the Japanese horses, and especially Forever Young coming into this. What's your thought on them coming in, and what are the wild cards with them?
Right, so T.O. Password, I don't have any particular feel for him. He's 2-for-2, both races in Japan. It's just hard to get a sense that, you know, what is he running against? What does it all mean in two races?
Right.
There's inexperience, and then there's two races. That seems a little crazy, but we'll see. Forever Young's legit. He's 5-for-5, and not only did he win three races in Japan, he won in Saudi Arabia, won the Saudi Derby, and beat a really good American horse, Bookham Dano, and that. So you get a sense of what his form is. And then he won the UAE Derby over in Dubai. And so he's won on dirt. He's won on American kind of style racing against American type of horses. So I think he is a contender. And look, the Japanese are starting to win big races all around the world, including a couple of Breeders' Cup races at Del Mar a few years ago. So they're going to win the Derby. They have an incredible program over there. They do it very differently than we do, but they're an international factor. And Forever Young is the horse, up to this point, with the best chance of any Japanese horse of winning the Derby. So if he wins it, I will not be shocked. I'm not picking him, but he's got a chance.
So since you're not picking him, who are you picking? How you want to play it?
Yeah, I'm picking Fierceness. As I said, I'm a numbers guy. The numbers are all screaming. Yeah, he's like the horse with the best Ken Palm to get into basketball here. And he's good on offense and defense. He's got the whole package.
And
again,
the coach on board's pretty good.
Right. If he doesn't break, it's a huge concern. But I'm assuming he is going to break. You can't assume the bad thing's going to happen. And if he does, he's just faster than everybody. So then I'm looking for some exactas. I'm going to play the 17-2 with Sierra Leone. You're saying, well, wait a second, those are the two favorites. But the cool thing about the Derby is, because it's 20 horses, you can catch that exactly. That might pay 50-for-2 because there's so many combinations. It's not like it's going to pay $8. It's not going to happen. I also like Honor Marie, the 7-for-2, so a 17-7.
Yeah.
Maybe a little 17-11 with Forever Young. That'll be a number. I'll be looking at, you know, what are the prices? What's the best possibility? But I've kind of conceded the race to Fierceness. And, Steve, he's either going to win or probably be nowhere. I don't think he's going to be second.
Right.
And if he was, he's going to win. I don't see him. If he comes into the stretch and opens up on the turn by 3 or 4 lengths, I'd be shocked if he gets beat.
And the part about the two favorites is interesting. Most people would stay away from the combination of the two favorites.
Correct. If you had this in a normal race, Todd Pletcher, Dad Brown with the two most accomplished horses, you'd be drooling at this exacta. But people will go, oh, no, I got to hit a bigger one in the Derby. You know what? If you hit it and it pays 50 and you have it for something, I don't know, with some zeros involved, it's okay. Don't pay. It'll be a good thing.
And that's why we have you on. People feel
there
they have a shot now at getting money.
That's the object.
You are the best.
Well, I think.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.